across the land, the real buzz is over whether or not you think a Marine should be discharged for questioning the president through social media, and Arizona's immigration law could actually be upheld by the Supremes. We'll tell you why here in a second. Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Little snapshot of what's happening across the country. There are things that we all have in common, and I think many of the people who support this show and call this show, we have a new number. I know, please, everybody's getting used to it. It's a great number, and it's easy to remember. I just need to give it out a ton more. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, because remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents. The biggest buzz in the backyard for my money has to be what's going on with the Arizona immigration law. And the reason is clearly is because, to me, this has such a big cascading effect on so many other states than Arizona. It's not just about Arizona. It's not just about illegal immigration unchecked. It's about state rights versus the feds, who can't do anything when it comes to the illegal situation other than bicker over wall sizes and how to figure out to cover the border and how not to upset Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, and to keep the money flowing between Mexico and the U.S. But illegal immigration is kind of fading a little bit, as so many are doing a reverse migration, we think, because there are no hard numbers. It's not like we're on a Disneyland ride and somebody's got a counter and they click when you go in. So they say, oh, that's right, 2 million people rode the Hulk ride today. That we don't have that. We don't know. So this question continues to circle around, and it persists across the land. And it's eating up into budgets. It's eating away at all kinds of things, including language in some areas. It's tough. You have kids that speak only Spanish thrown into schools in areas where English is spoken, and they're trying to cope, and they're trying to figure out a way to exist. You have schools that turned to Spanish because there were too many students that were mostly comprised of Spanish-speaking as their first language. And that's nothing compared to the crime, the drugs, the gangs, all that other stuff that are really polluting parts of our nation because illegal immigration, frankly, wasn't taken care of and enforced. The laws weren't enforced decades ago. So now it's up to the Supreme Court. The court heard arguments on the crackdown law, which would require police to check the immigration status of people that they suspect are in the country illegally when they stop them for something else. So that would also write new state penalties for illegal immigrants who try to apply for jobs. So that way, the people who want to hire illegals can't just do it mamby-pamby with nobody saying, you can't do that. This is why we have a problem here. This is why we are leaving Arizona. So what's really interesting is, from what I understand, knowing two people that were in the courtroom, the justices almost seem to hint that Arizona is helping on immigration because the feds aren't doing anything. And once again, the Obama administration's, I think, lawyer just struggles to try to get his points across. He was there when I was in Washington for the health care arguments, Obamacare, and whether or not that stands and the individual mandate and all that stuff. So the Solicitor General, back for round two, different subject, Donald Verrilli, Jr., said the federal government has limited resources and should have the right to determine the extent of calls it gets about possible illegal immigrants, and that the decisions have to be made at the national level. Ridiculous. That they should determine the right to the extent of the calls? What? And even Justice Sonia Sotomayor said, I'm terribly confused by your answer. And, you know, went on to say that the federal government can always decline to pick up illegal immigrants when Arizona officials call. So, the Arizona law very well could stand. I don't have a crystal ball. I knew two people in the courtroom that were looking for tells, but the federal law pretty much targets employers, not the employees, and the stiffer penalties would be the key thing at the state level. So this immigration law that's been laid out since 1986 was never enforced, and that's part of the biggest problem here. By the way, as a quick aside, since we're diving into this right from the get-go, only eight justices were there for the arguments. Justice Kagan Dunn recused herself from the case because she was the Obama Administrator Solicitor General back in 2010 when the law was being debated in Arizona. Now, Governor Jan Brewer, who signed the measure into law, was present for the arguments. There were members of Congress who followed the immigration issue. They were there, too, to see what was going to happen, how that kind of all came together. And it looks like maybe it could be a favorable decision for Arizona. But we won't know until probably June when the argument is made public and the decision is made. So we'll see whether they back the state versus the feds, and what do we do with this situation? How much more bureaucracy can get in the way? You might disagree. Homeland Security, you might think that they can handle it, and they're just getting their feet wet, and a few years down the road, it'll be a different picture. Maybe you think, like me, Arizona needed to take control. Jan Brewer, the governor, is smart to do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. That's certainly not the only buzz. The other thing I think that is significant is whether or not a Marine, think about this, if whether you've gone on Facebook or not, but should a Marine be discharged, a sergeant who served in Iraq, who has been in the Marines 9 years, should he be thrown out, basically, given the boot for criticizing the president? This calls into question limits on speech ability, the speaking ability, of active duty military personnel. Now, I don't care which side your bread is buttered on, if you know what I mean, or your stripes, Democrat, left of left, right of right, whatever you want to call yourself. Just think about it for a second. I want you to just close your eyes for a second and think about this. And many of you have served and you've called this show, and thank you very much, and you know how I feel about the troops. If you're serving still, even if you might feel that you don't agree at all with the president, should you be able to criticize the president as the commander-in-chief, or should you stay away from it? Well, I think you should stay away from it because you want to talk about getting burned. This guy's going to get booted. He's got a four-year-old, a wife, and he spent 9 years in the Corps. He had three more months to go, and he could have been scot-free, so the timing is crazy. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
No excuses. Weigh in. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. We'll also check the mailbag in our next segment. A lot of people sending just a flurry of emails on this very thing. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Thank you.
I wanted to comment, Kate, about this Arizona situation. You know, we just need to get down to the real nitty-gritty about this, and that is that Democrats, minorities, basically, in that group, they want to vote, they want the handouts, the gimmies, and they don't want any documentation. That's what it's all about. All those people, for the most part, 99% of them, vote with the Democrats.
Yeah.
And that's what we're running into right now. Shoot, Kate, you know, it takes more documentation to buy a box of condoms than it does to vote anymore.
You know what? That's so true. I always say when I go to the Bank of Mexico, I mean Bank of America, they ask me, Freudian slip, they ask me for every form of ID, but yet I see people in front of me, I don't even know what they're speaking, and they dump bags of money on the counter, and they accept it. I'm thinking, where's the ID there?
Well, it just makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree. And it is about voting, because then you can get those votes, absolutely. No voter ID, that was the push for the voter ID for that. I mean, look, we have dead people on the rolls, we have people who aren't here legally, and they're voting. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous.
That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
You can tell. I don't know when is the audio portion of the discussion at the Supreme Court. When is that going to be available to the public?
Usually, they release that like in a day or so. So sometimes they do it right afterwards. Yeah, and we'll use portions of that. If they do, whatever they do release, we'll use portions of that, because you'll be able to get little snippets where it's interesting to hear what they say. Like, I gave you some of that with Sonia Sotomayor saying, I don't even know what you're talking about, and some other things that happened, which made the people that I know, two people that were in the courts, saying that they thought that they would uphold it, maybe.
Well, it sounds as though it didn't go very well for the Justice Department.
Yes, because once again, the Solicitor General, he's a stumbler fumbler.
Well, he didn't do very well with the Obamacare.
Healthcare, no, he really didn't. He didn't, and he's the guy, so what can they do? He's the guy, so that's who they put in the position. He put him in the position, he's there, and it's... I'll just say this: you know how I feel about both of those issues. Then it's to the better gain of the American people.
Well, I would think so. And these are going to be really big issues in this election.
I agree, absolutely, because it affects all of us. Look, it affects all of us financially, emotionally, otherwise, other things that have happened and whatnot combined on both of those issues. But financially, it affects every single one of us. Every single one of us. That's why this is so big. If all the things that we talk about, these two cases, we knew they were coming down the pike, Dale, you know that. So big, what could happen here?
Well, I spoke to a physician at an appointment. He said he doesn't know of any physician that'll back Obamacare. He said they'll be cutting what Medicare provides them,
right,
for patients. If that thing gets through, we're going to see some dramatic changes in the quality of health care. And it isn't going up. It's going to go down, and it's going to cost more.
Yeah, I agree. So people who already aren't happy and see premiums that are getting jacked around are going to be even more disappointed when they realize what they're not getting. Dale is always a terrific caller. Call us again, as you often do. See, Dale memorized the number. That was pretty easy. Maybe he should run for an office. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Talking about a couple of different things, I think two of the big things, one of them certainly is what's going on with the Supreme Court. It hits you in your wallet, if nothing else. And then this other thing about the Marine, and we just barely scratched the surface there, Sergeant Gary Stein, says he's going to get an other than honorable discharge, and he'll lose most of his bennies for violating policies of the Marine Corps, the limits on speech of active duty military personnel, that he blatantly went against that. He served 9 years in the Corps, and he went to Iraq for a tour. He did a tour in one of those 9 years. The attorney for Stein said he's going to pursue administrative appeals, but that's not looking good. They don't think that they'll be able to keep him in. And what happened was, in the beginning of March, he had a Facebook page used by Marine meteorologists, and he was part of that crew, and he said all kinds of things on it that were definitely incendiary when it comes to the president. He said, "Screw Obama. I will not follow all orders from him." He said he had to clarify that statement. I mean, it doesn't matter. Once it's out there, it's out there, and it was definitely out there. So also, somebody familiar with the situation said the Marine Corps gave him a chance to think about his actions. And then he continued to do what he was doing on that Facebook page, and they felt like, oh, he's just angling to get out, and he wants a career in talk radio or something else, and that's the reason why he's doing it. Now, Stein apologized, said he wished he could take it back, wants to be a Marine, only knows about being a Marine, and is upset that he's in this situation. 99% of the soldiers and Marines currently on duty understand that the duties of supporting the chain of command and understand their rights of free speech are limited. That's what the Marine Corps is saying, and that's what Tom Umberg, a former Army colonel and the military prosecutor, is saying, that they know that when they take the oath. That is very loud and clear about what they can do and what they can't do, and that Sergeant Stein knew that, and he ignored the request to cut it out, that he wouldn't do that. And this policy, by the way, has been around since the Civil War. And it's just, they don't say you can't, it's completely done with free speech, but they limit free speech for people in the military, including criticisms of the commander-in-chief. That's the biggie, and they're following that, and that's why they went after him, because he went against the grain. And by the way, the Facebook page that he created was called Armed Forces Tea Party, and there was an image of Obama on this, on a Jackass movie poster. Remember that movie? And Stein also superimposed the president's image on a poster for The Incredibles and changed it to The Horribles and whatever. But this was all part of the whole Facebook thing and what has now ultimately landed him in this situation. It's good, fair, or foul, because should he have been able to criticize, express himself, or no? Well, I guess here's the upside. He can post whatever he wants at this point, because it's not going to be held against him once he's booted from the military. But unless something great is waiting on the other side, it's going to feel like a great big thud once he is out of the military. After serving the country and all that other stuff, I guess now he certainly can express himself. But, you know, who's listening, and ultimately what will it mean for him? I think it means that he goes back to the private sector. I mean, of course he goes back to the private sector, but it's a shame the time that he put in. If he had just waited for three more months, then he could have, you know, the benefits will be cut. He's got a kid. He's got a wife. So was it anger, and he was reacting to the anger and was sick of it, or, you know, what drove him? Or maybe he just didn't think people would be paying attention to his Facebook page and it would explode the way it exploded. I bet that's probably what it is. He didn't think that was going to happen. Coming up on America Tonight, as we get ushered out by the band, we're going to do a little mailbox. Yep, we're going to check your email. Hang through.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S. simply by entering a zip code, and there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The Marine, fair or foul, should have kept his trap shut, or, hey, freedom of speech. He wanted to express himself. He was sick of what he was seeing with the president while he was serving as a Marine, and he couldn't get out of his way, and he kept going back to the little Facebook page that they had created, and sure enough, eventually someone takes a screenshot. They ask him about it. He relents because they gave him a chance to just bail on it. And now more than ever, it's quite clear in a lot of industries, Facebook, Twitter, it's fine to be clever or funny or express, but you might pay the ultimate price. There is a group of people that he served with that feel he was doing it on purpose so they could get some big gig. Like he thought he was going to get, boom, become Joe the Plumber. And this would explode for him, and because he's getting discharged and people would think it was unfair and it would raise the whole free speech thing, that he might end up doing some kind of a show or get a lot of guest spots or write a book or who knows. But he did say that if he could take the words back, he would take them back, and that it was 15 little words and he wished he could, and he loved the Marines, but it's too late for that. The cat's out of the bag, bags in the river, and he's toast. You can certainly weigh in on that. A lot of you already have, because we checked the email and it's pouring in on a couple of things. Not surprisingly, the Supreme Court and the Arizona immigration law, and this as well featured heavily. So without further ado, let's go and check the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
All right, this one is from Milt, who says, long-time listener, first-time writing you a note. America, tonight, you talk a lot about the troops and how the troops are treated, sometimes shabbily, and people not believing it's really a war, and that's part of the problem and how we should get out of Afghanistan, and I wholeheartedly agree with you. With this Marine, it's kind of murky, not sure if he is being a little bit smug, and he is trying to make a play or a name for himself. seeing as he's part of that generation, or he truly was just being stupid and didn't realize that he would pay the ultimate price for it. What do you think? Yeah, I've been talking about that. Here's the thing, Milt, that, you know, we don't know his motivations. His wife does. Maybe some of his buddies do. Was he just really honestly thinking, I can say what I want to say, and this is how I feel, and I'm sick of it, so I'm going to criticize the president, bada bing, that's it. And just not thinking that Facebook is this thing that can easily be copied and can get you in hot water and get you fired. And that's what happened there. Was it some other reason? The thing that makes me think he just wasn't really kind of thinking in a way about what the repercussions would be is that he only had 3 months left before he was done with his contract with this service. So why would you wait that long to do that, to keep pumping up the volume on comments and attack the religious aspect of Obama and attack other things about him? I mean, wouldn't you just have done that somewhere earlier or out of the gate? So maybe he just wasn't thinking. I don't know. But the military, they have their rules, they have their enforcement, and it is on the books. I mean, there is a rule that talks about that, so I don't see him getting any kind of a reprieve whatsoever. Let's go to another one. This one from Susan, who says, shame on that young Marine. My family served. In fact, everyone served in my family, Kate, except for me. And I noticed always that while the politics might be completely different, it was about serving. And in serving, you are carrying out your job, you certainly. And no one in my family would have publicly criticized the administration. And if they criticized the administration, it would definitely be behind closed doors. That's just poor on his part. He was young and dumb. Young and dumb, or smart as a fox. Either way, the family pays the price because he's out and he's going to have to get some other thing and the whole military deal goes down the drain, which I think that would be really tough. We had Lieutenant Bauer on earlier this week who served under a couple of administrations and a couple of different roles for Reagan and Bush. He was in procurement, and before that he was at the White House, and he was part of that whole protocol of dignitaries coming in. And he said to us a couple times during that interview that he thought, oh, I screwed up and my career's over, because he cared about his career and then ultimately his family when he moved to procurement. And he loved serving, so he didn't want to jeopardize that. And he would have been very young initially in the beginning. So he did jeopardize that, and it's done. There's no saving it. I mean, you're cut. You are cut. Let's take this one that came in from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, wow, I'm listening to you every morning in Austin when I'm out delivering papers and I'm ultimately getting my little girl ready for school. I really, really, really enjoy the show, and I'm so glad that they run you in the morning hours. It's a delight to listen to you. I would have to say that some of the things lately that are happening in Washington are just so outrageous. I pray that the Supreme Court gets one right, either it's Obamacare or it's Arizona immigration. Either way, I'd love to see both, but if they could get one judgment correct on either one of those, I would feel at least a little bit better about some of the things that are happening in this country. I still think it's the best place on the face of the earth to live, or something like that. That's what you say. But I am sadly disheartened by so much that I see around me, and I worry for the future of my daughter. Well, that's the reason why we vent and we talk and remember that there's power to the people, because more people that get involved, more people that complain, call senators, congresspeople, enough pressure is put on, especially nationally, then things change because it's all about playing for another election. That's what the elected people are doing. They, the people around them especially, they want to get elected again. So they don't want to be on the "we're getting this person out of here" list the entire time they're in office. They want to appease the people that they represent. They want to hear their needs. Some of them have really good intentions, hear the needs, and then take it back to Washington. So never forget that our documents all say it. Whether we look at the Declaration of Independence and the words we the people are the government. We just can't all crowd into the confines of Congress. So there are other ways to be vocal and to keep pushing for the right things to happen. All right, let's take another one. This is coming at us from Portland, and this is from Big Bad Bob. "Hey, Katie Delaney, I got to tell you that I've been listening to you now for a couple of months here in Portland. I'm spreading the words to my friends about America Tonight. I enjoy it. I like the fact that you talk about a bunch of different things and then focus in on what you think, and you're always pretty right on what the buzz is, as you call it, across the land on some of the stickier things that are happening in our backyards. Probably one of the worst things is what's going on with immigration in Arizona. Why? Because constitutionally, it should be upheld. They should be able to enforce their law. And let's use Arizona as a test case to see if this can improve other states, if it can improve their method of hopefully getting some of the worst of illegals by tripping over them accidentally with traffic stops and whatnot out of Arizona and other states that will try to do the same thing that Arizona is doing." Well, that was the reason behind it. People think that there's all this venom and hate and all these things. No, it's that Arizona is crumbling. That Arizona was once this playground of spring training, and it still has that, and was a place that people went. They had to thrive on tourism. They're in a desert, after all. And now more people are staying away because of the danger of things that have happened in Arizona. Let's take one more. This one comes to us from Travis. Travis says, "Wow, you were the only one that I could tune into talking about gasoline prices, Kate. It seems as though they've dropped a little bit, enough that people aren't talking about them quite as much. I saw a comment from somebody earlier in the day that they thought gas could be headed to maybe $7, $8. You've said that before. Let's hope that doesn't happen, especially with the cost of airline tickets going up. So many people would take their vacations by driving there. But if they've got an SUV or a bunch of kids and they're packing them in a couple of different cars, imagine how much money that would cost." It always comes back to those numbers, doesn't it? No matter what. No matter what we're talking about. Follow the money, follow the numbers, and eventually you arrive at the destination called truth, because that's what you will run into. That's what you will run into. Quickly, one last note here in this segment. Newt Gingrich weighed in about the Supreme Court in Arizona and the decision, but Newt Gingrich bailing from the campaign as he was endorsing pretty much Romney just the other day, saying that conservatives had to unite with the Republican Party and Romney. So Gingrich, another casualty. Kicking the can. Stay with us.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilm filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get prepared Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Delighted is to welcome back to the show Homer Hickam. You know him. Yep, 12 best-selling books. He's got a new one out called Crater. Crater, so interesting. I read it in one sitting. Hickam, as many of you know, is a former NASA engineer. As I've mentioned many times on the show, one of my favorite movies is October Sky. That came from his book Rocket Boys. And now he's got this new book that's about mining helium-3 on the moon. And let me tell you, the name is brilliant, and we'll get into that for a reason. But first, let's welcome him to the show. Hey, Homer, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate. I know what you're up to. You're just angling for an introduction to Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's right, exactly. How did you guess?
I'm wise to you, lady.
Before we dive into Crater, I wanted to ask you this question because you and I talk about NASA a lot, and I'm a space freak, so I was so sad to see the shuttle program go down. Not so much that the shuttle program went down, but also that there was nothing in the wings. What is going on? Space exploration is so important. Why don't people get that?
I think people do. I mean, maybe I live in a little bubble of space enthusiasts, but wherever I go, I mean, people are just still really enthusiastic about going into space, especially young people. As far as I can tell, the federal government has just decided that human spaceflight is just not very important to them, and they're the ones that are closing it down. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not just blaming this administration. It's been several administrations that have looked out and said, we'll throw a little bit of money toward human spaceflight, but it's just not a national priority. And I think they're so wrong. I mean, it very definitely, the shuttle was a national asset, and to just stick it in a museum and not have anything to take its place, it's just crazy.
Yeah, that's the part I think. I mean, great when I go, you know, on the Intrepid and I get to see it, but that doesn't do us any good, and now we're hitching expensive rides with the Russians.
Yeah, a couple of $100 million, no matter what they say, is what it's what they're charging us for the astronauts. Yeah, you know, Kate, I've got I have one hope, one great hope, and that's a little company that can that's founded by my buddy Elon Musk called SpaceX. Those guys, those rocket boys and rocket girls on their own dime, have created a set of launchers that the Falcon series that is actually going to throw up a cargo carrier to the space station next month. It's a test, but I think they got a good chance of succeeding. And they've also got the Dragon capsule that can carry our astronauts into space. But it's just astonishing what Americans can do if you let them go do it. But the poor folks over at NASA are just being suppressed and given all kinds of poor management and not very very good direction in terms of human spaceflight. Robotically, we're still, you know, world class, universal class, if you will. But human spaceflight is just falling on its face over at NASA.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's talk about your book. In the book, you know, it's all about mining energy or mining helium. And, you know, I like science fiction. Obviously, this is your bag, too, and you mix it in with an entertaining story. But here's the thing. This isn't that far-fetched. This could really happen, couldn't it?
It really could. I mean, helium-3 is what they're mining up on the moon in Crater, and Crater's a 16-year-old boy, and he's actually has worked on the scrapes, as they call the mine up there, for 4 years. There's no child labor laws on the moon. but helium-3 is a real isotope that's a product of the solar wind. It doesn't reach Earth because of our atmosphere and magnetic field, but it is soaked into the moon dust. And helium-3 turns out to be the perfect fuel for fusion reactors. Now, we have a serious shortage of fusion reactors, but eventually I believe that technology will be tamed. And fusion, if you want clean energy, if you're really interested in that, a mass driver, wind and solar is never going to do it, in my opinion, but fusion would do it. And so that's what I'm predicting in Crater, that 120 years from now, there are going to be mining communities all over the moon, and somebody said it's Homer, it's Coalwood on the moon, and you know, where I grew up in West Virginia, and I guess it kind of is, except maybe a lot more like the Wild West and the raw frontier.
Yeah, I like that idea of fusion. Of course, you and I won't be around for that, but can you imagine what that would be like? Because I think I agree with you. That's a real, real possibility. How exciting would that be? What a game changer!
It would be a tremendous game changer, and of course, I think the great big, the great next scientific breakthrough is going to be in bioscience, and that's why Crater has a biological computer that sits on his shoulder called a ghillie. It's made out of slime mold cells, which is actually very interesting stuff. It's real stuff, and so we're going to have some interesting choices in the future. I really wish I was going to live long enough to see it, where we will have actually biological computers rather than the ones made out of the silicon and aluminum and plastic. And what do you do when a new biocomputer comes out and that computer is actually a sentient being? What do you do with it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Throw it away.
Yeah. Is there a home someplace you put them? I mean, what do you do exactly? What do they pile up? It's crazy to think of that. And you obviously, I mean, this is part of your background, but you do a lot of research. When you get an idea, how long does, and I know every book's different, it's like giving birth essentially, but how long is it from start to finish?
Well, I like to have deadlines, Kate, and so I make the publisher give me a deadline, and they're happy to do that. So it pushes me. It took me about a year to write Crater. I had to do a lot of background research. I wanted to make sure not only was I going to tell a good story, but I wanted to make sure that the technology in there was correct and everything that I said about the moon was correct and what it's like to live in 1/6 gravity was correct and how you would avoid radiation on the moon and all this kind of good stuff that I felt like that I needed to learn and understand before I actually wrote the novel. So I did quite a bit of research on that. The second one, actually Crater is the first of a trilogy, the Helium 3 trilogy. So the second one's going a lot quicker. because I know the characters now. I know Crater and Gilly and his brother and Maria and all these other characters in there. So now for the second one, it's going a lot faster, and I know my publisher is happy to hear that.
So we talked about, so it's a trilogy, and we talked about this, that if somebody reads the book, if one of the youngsters, like my nephew, reading the book, they'll learn about fusion energy, they'll learn about fuel cells, because we already talked about that, bioengineering, also huge, you mentioned that. What about the sports, like moon buggy races? You have that in there, too.
That was so much fun. I mean, I think kids that like the sports that are, say, in Harry Potter are going to love the sports in 1/6 gravity. Can you imagine? You're 6 times stronger, you can jump 6 times higher and 6 times farther and can run 6 times faster. It's just, so I created, there's 2 sports in there. One of them is moon buggy racing, or fast bug, as I call it there. And can you imagine? You're going up the lip of a crater and you just soar into the vacuum. There's no air there, so you don't go into air. But you're catching vacuum, and it's just you may crash at the other end. And so I think it makes a great video game. And the other one is the shovel ball, where it's actually in an enclosed stadium where they take the shovels that they're out there shoveling the dust in the Helium 3 mine, and they've got a ball. And it's a really high-stakes game, and it's a really a fast game where they're actually running up the walls and running on the ceiling and all that kind of good stuff. So that was fun to invent these games, and I think what I'm hoping to do with this, Kate, is that young adult kids will read this book and say, wow, you know, I think I'd like to go live on the moon. And maybe I'll get into science and engineering and maybe help all of us go out there. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to write a young adult novel.
I'm wondering if you ever had a conversation with James Cameron, because, you know, this is part of his deal, besides diving to the deepest place you could possibly ever get to, which he did, and, you know, all the exploration and his obsession with Titanic, which he says now he's passed on to, you know, to whoever wants to take it up next. He also likes the idea of the same thing. Asteroid mining is kind of his bag. Have you ever had a conversation with him? Boy, I'd love to be a fly on the wall with that one.
I would love it. No, I haven't, but I really respect what he's done with his diving. You know, I'm a scuba instructor, so I would have loved to have been invited to go down to the deepest part of the ocean with him and all the other adventurous stuff that he's done, and he's obviously an out-of-the-box thinker. I certainly like the idea of going up and mining the asteroids. I think maybe it'd be a lot easier to just go to the moon. It's at least you have some gravity there where you don't have with the asteroids. And what I would suggest to James Cameron and the other folks who are talking about creating a company that goes up and mines the asteroid is that they might want to get a mining engineer on their advisory council. I didn't see one mining engineer. And when you start going up and playing in the dirt, I don't care if it's on the moon or the asteroid or anywhere else, you better understand a little bit about mining.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Homer Hickam, Crater, the name of the book. It's terrific. I'm serious. Pick it up. You will love it. Definitely gift it to a lot of the younger people in your life. But it's a good read for really adults, too. Absolutely. Homer, thanks so much.